let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The vegetarian diet has gained widespread popularity in recent years. Some studies estimate that vegetarians account for up to 18% of the global population. Apart from the ethical and environmental benefits of cutting meat from your diet, a well-planned vegetarian diet can also reduce your risk of chronic disease, support weight loss, and improve the quality of your life. So if you've ever thought of becoming a vegetarian or simply want to eat more vegetarian foods because your doctor has recommended it, this show is for you. Our guest today, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., is back with us again with her best tips on why leaning towards a vegetarian diet or going all vegetarian may bring you more energy, lower numbers on the bathroom scale, and the best overall health results. Dr. Susan, welcome back. Looking forward to the program today. A lot of great information coming up.
Thank you. Yes, this will be a wonderful program for everyone. For no matter what you eat, whatever your diet is, I can help you with some tips to upgrade it. So I look forward to this.
Everybody tosses around vegetarian diet. I think we've heard it more over the last couple of years than maybe the last couple of decades. What exactly is a vegetarian diet? And are there different kinds of vegetarian diets out there?
Yes. So a vegetarian diet usually involves abstaining from eating meat, fish, and poultry. There are different reasons, too, that people adopt a vegetarian diet, maybe religious or personal reasons, or ethical issues like animal rights.
Yes.
Some decide to become a vegetarian for environmental reasons. As livestock production increases, we know this, greenhouse gas emissions, there's been lots of talk about that. It contributes to climate change, and it requires large amounts of water and energy and natural resources. Now, some do it for health reasons. Maybe your doctor said your cholesterol and triglycerides and LDL is too high. Let's have you cut out eating too many foods that have cholesterol in them. So let's make this even more confusing. There's lacto-ovo vegetarian. That means you eliminate meat, fish, and poultry, but you eat eggs and dairy. Lacto-vegetarian is you eliminate meat, fish, poultry, and eggs, but you have dairy. You know, there's ovo-vegetarian, you eliminate all the meat stuff, but you have eggs. Vegan is you eliminate all dairy, eggs, fish, meat, poultry. That's also known as plant-based. There's even now a flexitarian that's almost vegetarian, but you incorporate occasional meat, fish, or poultry. So you name it, there's a name for it. But the bottom line is you do want to get away from consuming huge amounts of animal products. I happen to eat a plant-based diet. I have for decades. And I see with many of my clients around the world how their health will improve, either going plant-based or cutting out some of the animal products and adding in more wonderful plant-based foods.
And I hear more and more doctors talking about that. In the case of my wife and myself, who are talking about plant-based, more and more articles you read talking about at least trying to go in that direction. We're talking about tips on how to lean into a vegetarian diet with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest in the program. Our website, susansmithjones.com. And I'll give you some more information on our website and some of the books that actually will give you more information on the topic of today's program. Do you recommend that someone goes cold turkey on meats or maybe chooses a more gradual approach? And is there much of a difference? Does one work better than the other?
Cold turkey is a pun on words, right?
Do you go cold turkey or cold turkey less is what I was looking at there. Yes, I caught that.
Yes. there's so many ways you could do this. There's no set way to do it. I read recently that Oprah's decided to go plant-based 2 days a week. You could try it for 30 days as a personal experiment, see how much better you feel and look. You could go 1 to 2 days a week like Oprah. You could have breakfast and lunch vegan, you know, plant-based, and dinner more, with a few animal products or fish. You could go Monday to Thursday plant-based. So it depends. Some people like to go cold turkey and jump right in, but I bet for a lot of people listening, it's not that you're going to become plant-based. You're just going to lean a little bit more in that direction. Start out by adding a few more fruits and vegetables to each meal, and then substitute some unhealthy entrees like macaroni and cheese, which is lots of cheese and cream sauce and white pasta, with a vegetable dish. But by easing into a few more plant-based foods, you'll still make definite progress without feeling like you're missing out.
So leaning in is better than not leaning at all.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
We all want to lean.
Yes, yes. That words to live by there. I'm just absorbing what we talked about there, because there really is so much there, so much positive that you just talked about. And it's not like you jump in and you have to do it all the way. You're talking about gradually getting in. Those who want to get in, whether leaning in or jumping in, what are some of the tips on how to get started? What's the primary thing that we need to do, the first thing we need to do to make this move?
Well, let's start with planning in advance is half the battle. You want to determine which, let me say this, let's go to your kitchen, and since what's in your cupboards is usually what gets eaten, planning begins with a good grocery list. So you want to determine which vegetables and fruits you already like, and then fill your refrigerator and your cupboard in your kitchen with fruits and vegetables and a variety of plant-based foods. So that would be the first tip. Another thing to do is, if you don't do this already, is save up your money and get a good juicer. And I say add juicing into your daily meals. When making the switch to a vegetarian diet, getting enough vegetables into your diet can sometimes be a challenge. The USDA recommends 1 to 2 cups of fruits a day and 1 to 3 cups of vegetables. I think we want to aim for at least 10 servings, like 3 fruits, 7 veggies, but it's not always easy to get that. So juicing offers a quick and easy way to add in more fruits and vegetables, because when you juice, you extract the fiber, and the juice has the core nutrients from fruits and vegetables, and I'm more into vegetables because too many fruit juices are not good for you.
Right.
But maybe you use an apple to give the vegetable juice a little bit better taste. And it's easy to absorb these nutrients when you sip the juice on an empty stomach. And since it takes about 12 to 16 ounces of most vegetables and fruits to make 6 to 8 ounces of juice, juicing can deliver mega nutrients and in a very efficient manner. But what I do, since I don't have time to juice every single day, is I make sure I have good glass bottles, and I juice about every 3 days, and I juice extra. So the extra juice I put into the glass bottle, I fill it to the top, put the cap on, put it right in the refrigerator. You fill it to the top so you don't have oxygen extra in there. And then I have the juice to hold me over for 3 days.
Very good. So planning ahead. Once again, we go back to planning is half the battle.
Yes, yes. And probably your grandmother told you that too.
Actually, several times. Several times.
Yes.
So,
and then I was going to say another tip is our goal always is to work towards a balance of nutrients. Plant-based diets are made up of whole grains like brown rice, not white rice, good quinoa or millet, and legumes like black beans, red beans, lentils, and fruits and vegetables, and they provide ample nutrition for the body's needs. But the trick is to eat a variety of these foods, and if anybody is thinking, well, wait, where am I going to get my protein? You don't have to worry about that. In a vegetarian or vegan diet, the lentils, beans, nut butters, almonds, the nut milk, And even the leafy green vegetables provide lots of protein. You think, where do cows get their protein? And horses and gorillas, they get it from the grass and from plant-based foods. The few nutrients you want to make sure you get enough of, and so I take a multivitamin, would be iron, magnesium, zinc, and B12.
Interesting, because when you mentioned vegetarian power plant diet, they talk about, I got to get the protein. That's sort of the excuse for having another steak, and you're saying you can get protein in a lot of places. It doesn't have to be meat.
No, that's right. And people often say, well, wait, if I don't eat dairy, where am I going to get my calcium?
Yes.
It's the same thing. There's more calcium in ounce for ounce here in romaine lettuce and kale than there is in the same amount of ounces of meat that you might eat. So you really don't need to worry about that.
How do you?
But I always say, though, as nutritional insurance, since we don't lead perfect lives, we don't eat perfect diets unless you're out on a farm and you grow everything and you're not under stress and you eat a lot of raw foods, maybe then you wouldn't need extra supplements. But I take a few extra supplements.
Where do you find good supplements? And I say that because the supplemental industry is sort of the Wild West out there. I understand there's not a lot of regulation, if any. What brands do you rely on to make sure that what you're getting is what's stated on the bottle?
Yes. Well, you know, I get a lot of mine from Hallelujah Diet. It's myhdiet.com. They have wonderful supplements, and some of them are in powder form, like Barley Max is barley and alfalfa. It's a green powder where they juiced the barley and alfalfa at low temperatures, and then they flash dry it at a low temperature so it's still raw. They have Carrot Max and Beet Max, and they have lots of other supplements that I've been taking for over a decade. They're really good.
Before we get into 10 simple steps for success, and these are tips that you've used with success with your clients, with friends over the years, let's talk about the new taste, because you're going to be experiencing probably some new taste that you've never experienced before, and you're going, this doesn't taste like bacon, I'm out of here. So you should really be open to new taste sensations, right? This is a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because you're going to re-educate your taste buds. And the wide variety of vegetable choices, you know, different spices I want you to use. You'll learn about these in my book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Choose to Thrive, and Kitchen Gardening. New sauces, you know, you'll start to make nut milks. And after trying all these different types of foods and recipes, you'll find that you develop this whole new taste palette, and you'll start craving nutritious and healthy foods. And besides all this, it won't be that long before you start to notice the health benefits. You'll have more energy, you'll be feeling better, looking better, thinking more clearly, and all that comes with eating more plant-based foods.
And at that point, you start feeling good about yourself and what you're doing. Let's talk about these simple tips that I talked about. 10 simple tips for success when making a fresh start with your diet health program. You use these, you know they're effective. What's number one?
It starts strong. So let's say you really have made a commitment, I'm going to upgrade my diet. I say pick a day to begin your new program and make that date a special date. Let's say we're near the end of the month, so maybe you wait till next month or the beginning of the week. Sometimes I'll pick the new moon or the first day of a new season or simply the beginning of a month. And just as the first 40 minutes of each day sets the tone, and how do we want them to be? Relaxed, peaceful, positive. The first day of your new program sets the tone for the next few months. So the days before your program starts, you pick the start date, then mentally, emotionally, and spiritually prepare. Do whatever you can to clean out your kitchen of unhealthy products. Get your workout, exercise clothes and shoes in order, and maybe create a monthly calendar you can place on the refrigerator where each day you list in that blank square all the physical activities and ways, things you've done to really love yourself. For example, a square might have that you walked 30 minutes, you meditated for 15, you ate two pieces of fruit, you made a green smoothie, and you put a rejuvenation mask on your face before going to bed. But seeing those squares filled in provides you with a mirror of how well you're taking care of yourself, and that brings you a feeling of empowerment.
Starting strong, does that apply to breakfast, the morning meal? Is that a strong start, the foundation for us for the day?
And that actually is. You know, you want to make sure you start strong. It's not that as adults we need to eat huge meals. In fact, you don't want to do that because that will make you tired in the morning. Children need a big meal, but we need to eat something light. Maybe it's oatmeal. For me, it's a green smoothie where I can put lots of good things into it. But when you do have a good start to the day with something healthy, it makes it easier to make positive choices for the rest of the day. It stokes your metabolism. Studies show that people who eat something healthy at breakfast generally feel less hungry throughout the day.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program. Tips on how to lean into a vegetarian diet is our topic. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. With us, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about tips on how to lean into a vegetarian diet. Currently talking about the 10 simple steps for success when making a fresh start with your diet and health program. We've talked about starting strong, eating your morning meal, and you talked about curbing your appetite, which is your simple lesson number 3. Talk about that. You talk about the importance of making sure you're not hungry all day.
So people come to me, Rick, all the time saying, Susan, I really want to lose lots of weight, a little weight, the last few pounds. Any tips on what I can do? And then often, you know, of course, we'll discuss what their lifestyle is about and how much they eat. So to curb your appetite, start with not using a huge plate every time you have a meal. If you use a little bit of a smaller plate and then you fill that, psychologically it feels like lots of food, even though you might be eating a little bit less.
Yes.
So that's one idea. Another idea is instead of using a fork, try chopsticks. Teach yourself how to do this. If you don't know, it makes you eat a little bit slower. And the slower you eat, because remember it takes about 20 minutes for your brain to know that you're beginning to get full, most people inhale their meal and are done before 20 minutes. And then another big tip is have a large glass of purified water about 15 to 20 minutes before a meal. Water does wonders for detoxifying and rejuvenating your body, helps to prevent overeating by making you feel a little bit fuller before you start eating. And besides, all the extra fiber you're eating in your new plant-based diet will fill you up and leave you feeling satisfied. I'm a big believer in delicious, purified, alkaline water that you can make in your own kitchen, and all the reasons that it helps to detoxify and purify and rejuvenate the body. So there's a blog I posted today for all of your listeners if you want to learn more about the benefits of alkaline water.
I'm just thinking about chopsticks. You do eat slower, I'll grant you that, but in my case, you eat off the floor, unless you're better eating with chopsticks than I am. That's a whole other program. Smaller meals, does that work better than the grazing principle?
Yes, it does. In fact, the more healthy meals you eat, obviously, the healthier you will be, you'll have more energy. But if you really want to see changes in your body shape fast, if you want to lose weight, if you want to accelerate the fat loss, rather than eating 1 to 3 humongous meals a day, choose to eat 5 or 6 smaller meals. This is called grazing. Like in the morning, I told you I like to make a big green smoothie. And I'll make enough for 3 to 4 glasses, and I'll put the extra smoothie, like I did with the juice, into glass bottles. And that way I only have to make it once in the day, and then I can enjoy the smoothie throughout the day, you know, for mid-morning or mid-afternoon snacks,
yes,
or taking the smoothie in the car with me. But grazing stokes your metabolism. It helps to melt the fat away easier. And remember not to eat a big meal within 3 hours before sleep, because it interferes with good restorative sleep.
10 simple steps for success when making a fresh start with your diet health program with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. But 3 or 4 minutes left in the program, going by too quickly. And there's so many key elements that we're talking about here. And one, you have feel your hunger. Explain that.
Well, first of all, yeah, I like to earn my meal in the morning. I'll have light water and maybe juice that I made the day before, and I'll go do a hard workout. Then I'll come back. I like to earn my meal. But it's important not to eat just because the clock says so, or you're bored or depressed or tired. We want to eat to live, not live to eat. So make sure you're hungry.
Go light. This is interesting because there's so many choices out there now, but explain exactly what you mean by that. Go light.
Yes. Yes. Well, when your tummy tells you you want food, but you don't have a lot of time, opt for low-calorie bites that are quick and nourishing. Always keep these on hand in the refrigerator, like celery and carrot sticks. I love bell pepper sticks or cucumber slices. If you want a little bit more substance, a few raw seeds and nuts, but no more than 2 ounces if you have more than 10 pounds to lose, because nuts are more nutrient-dense and are higher in calories.
Now, you talk about eat what you like. I'd like to believe that. Explain exactly what that is. I'd like a pizza, but eat what you like. What do you mean by that?
Yes, there's so many healthy, delicious foods to choose from. There's no reason to eat foods you don't like. And health food stores will give you lots of alternatives healthier options. Nothing healthier options. Nothing makes a food program more difficult than forcing yourself to eat foods you don't care for. So make wise, healthy choices from foods you really like. And I said a moment ago, eat slowly. You need to give your body time to release those enzymes that tell your brain that you've already had enough. And inhaling food instead of eating consciously and deliberately causes indigestion and gas. And chew your foods well. Half of digestion takes place in your mouth. I just did a major webinar on oral care, healthy mouth, healthy body. So you want to learn more about taking care of your teeth that chew the food, check out the homepage at SusanSmithJones.com.
And of course, you can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A minute or so left in the program. Number 9 is key. Don't give up, because we all will relapse from time to time, won't we?
Yes, that's right. So falling off your health program once or twice doesn't mean the effort is hopeless. Simply acknowledge, okay, I didn't make the best, wisest choice, but then I'm going to get back on the program. Some people will eat too much in a meal and overdo it and say, oh, man, I'll just eat a lot the rest of the day. I'll start tomorrow. Or it's Wednesday, and they've overdone it for 2 days. Oh, and I'll just continue to do this and start again on Monday. Don't give up. The next meal or the next day, you can start fresh.
And I like this one, reward yourself. If things are going well, why not?
So if you do well, let's say you do really well on your diet and your health program for a week, so treat yourself to something special, maybe a great therapeutic massage or a movie or one of my great books like Choose to Thrive,
yes,
or The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, or a new set of glass bottles you can use for your smoothies and your juices. Or maybe you go out to a nice vegetarian restaurant once a week. But when you reward yourself, it does build up your motivation. It keeps you on that positive path.
Yes, and a reward is always nice for everybody. It's sort of like, okay, that's incentive to keep going so I can reward myself again. SusanSmithJones.com is her website. The guest, of course, is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Tips on how to lean into a vegetarian diet. Several of her books will deal more in depth on the topic we're talking about today. Those books are Kitchen Gardening and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. If you go to the website, you'll find out how to get personally autographed copies of all of her books, more about Dr. Susan and her healthy lifestyle. Dr. Susan, it is always a pleasure. Good program today, as always, and we'll see you again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.